Now, a Detroit artist is making beauty out of abandoned spaces. Special correspondent Mary Ellen Geist reports. It's part of our Canvas series.
Scott Hocking wants to transform Detroit's empty spaces into something extraordinary.
A lot of the artworks I do are playing with that idea of taking something you have a stereotype about, or maybe a stigma, transforming that into something else so that it becomes loftier.
Hocking has spent the last two decades creating sculptures and site-specific works by salvaging industrial materials from Detroit's neighborhoods and using abandoned buildings as his canvas.
Early on, wasted material was free. I was broke. But then later, it just became clear that I wanted to use this material because I really would like to try and change people's thinking about things and maybe change their perspectives on what they think of as wasted material and decay and abandonment.
Hocking's installations look like ancient monuments or temples and are closely tied to the creation, decline, and rediscovery of the city he has lived in his entire life. For his latest work, Hocking has transformed an empty riverfront warehouse into an installation entitled Bone Black.
This place was built on the river and the use of boats. There's a phenomenon in Detroit, which I've been photographing for 20 years now, which is people take their boats that they can't afford anymore, they don't want to deal with anymore, and they dump them. I call them shipwrecks.
Hocking moved 33 shipwrecks into the warehouse, and the exhibition takes its name from a pigment made by charring animal bones.
It's probably one of Detroit's oldest industries that no one ever has heard of.
The warehouse, the boats, and the pigment combine to create an installation that gives a viewer the impression of standing on the bottom of a body of water, looking up at boats floating overhead. The materials from Bone Black will be transformed one more time when the exhibition ends.
The thing that started these kinds of projects is that they were dumped illegally and they're trash. So a huge part of these kinds of projects for me is that when everything is done, these boats will all be properly disposed of.
Hocking says he knows he will lose his ability to create large-scale installations as Detroit's empty spaces are developed. And that may be the next transformation in Scott Hocking's work.
This time is about to go. I'm not out of spaces yet, but there's just not that many left like this now.
For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Mary Ellen Geist in Detroit, Michigan.